a major composer who confined almost everything he wrote to the piano, Frédéric Chopin. You know, if you think of all the other great composers, Beethoven and Bach and Mozart, they wrote in all sorts of styles. They wrote symphonies and vocal music and on and on. And Chopin almost completely wrote for the piano. He wrote a few pieces for piano and singers, piano and cello and so on. But really, the heart and soul of Chopin's music is at the keyboard. He's sometimes called the poet of the piano because his music seems to speak to us in a way that takes music to a more profound and almost a literary level. It makes you want to say, what's it about? You know, what's he trying to say? Well, Chopin's music is not just dreamy. There are plenty of pieces like that in this kind of gentle and dreamy style, but quite a few of them where he just tears up the keyboard. He was, after all, a real virtuoso. You know that word, a virtuoso, someone who was just an incredible performer. There were piano virtuosos traveling all through the world, the kind of rock stars of their day, really. People would swoon at their concerts and just be astonished not only at the beauty of their music, but at the facility at their instrument, whether it was the piano or the violin or even singers. I think really the core to understanding Chopin's music, however, might seem ironic, is not really the piano at all, but it's rather the human voice. You know, Chopin told his students, if you really want to know how to play the piano well, listen to great singers. And so much of Chopin's music is inspired by the kinds of arias that he was hearing in Italian bel canto operas in the first half of the 19th century. Well, there, your right hand is the soprano. Your left hand is a simple orchestral accompaniment. And the singer can then float above it. Well, the tradition of these Italian opera singers in the 1820s and 30s and 40s was to not simply sing their melodies straight, but rather to ornament and to embellish and to add. And Chopin does that sort of thing all the time. So the simple melody becomes embellished with these extra moving lines. Sometimes it's embellished like an opera singer by adding florid melodic additions. So the simple becomes, we think of that style as Chopin-esque, but actually Chopin himself would have thought of that as operatic. Chopin's also famous for writing a set of pieces that basically show what he can do at the piano and what future generations of pianists can strive to achieve. These pieces are called etudes. An etude in French is simply a practice piece, a study piece. Just something to strengthen the fingers. But in Chopin's hands, these etudes become something transcendent. Now, let's say you have an issue and you want to write a piece with a fast right hand and nothing much going on in the left hand. Well, there's an etude for that. If you want a fast left hand, you want to work on your left hand agility, there's an etude for that. The great thing about Chopin etudes is that they're not just piano music, they're just great music. And that's the thing about Chopin in general. His music moves the soul. It never feels confined to the realm of simply being, quote-unquote, just piano music. It's music that speaks to the ages. Frédéric Chopin.